All right, Dave Tilley was on earlier with us talking about the great, great, great work that Harbor Care does for our veterans every day, year-round. HarborCareNH.org has a great special guest on the business side who's working closely to support and help veterans, and it's our friends with Pinnacle Mortgage and their head, their CEO. David, I'm going to let you take this away and introduce our studio guest.
Hey, thanks so much, Jack, and we're just honored to be able to have Kurt Stranson, the also president of the Pinnacle Foundation. That is doing just tremendous work helping our veterans here in the Granite State. Just recently, the Pinnacle Foundation generously helped with providing, when a veteran comes into our transitional housing, they enter with barely more than the clothing on their back. And our veterans are very proud people. They don't seek help, but in these cases, they both need the help and deserve our support. And Pinnacle Foundation actually provided brand new comforters and bedding and pillows and everything a veteran would need when moving into a new place, a new place to, in this case, temporarily call home. And very excited to have Kurt with us. And he's got an event coming up later this week, too, that's also going to help benefit not only Harbor Care Veterans First, but many other very good, worthy right. causes.
Well, Kurt, thanks for being with us. Good morning, New Hampshire. Jack here. Kurt, thank you again. Tell us about the foundation. How did this come about? Tell us about your mission.
Yes, thank you for having me on this morning. Our foundation's about a year and a half old, and we felt the need to start our foundation to help support the community that supports us. And the mission is to support homelessness, veterans issues, and financial education and literacy. We have partnered with some great organizations, 1269 Cafe, Dave's Group, BAE Harbor Homes and Vets First, Liberty House, Mary Gale Apartments of Manchester Housing, and the Webster House in Manchester. We have a spectacular event coming up this Thursday. It's our winter cocktail fundraiser. With that event, we hope to push over 100,000 raised since inception just over a year ago. And we have the Manchester mayor speaking, the Manchester fire chief and police chief, along with the new director of homelessness initiatives. And a great event lined up. It's open to the public. You can buy tickets at thepalacetheater.org or through our foundation website, pinnaclefoundationnh.org.
Well, again, Kurt, thank you. But not everyone actually forms a foundation to take care of those who take care of us. What was the genesis? What was the impetus? What led to this? What was the spark, if you will?
Through our company, Pinnacle Mortgage, we've been involved in supporting roughly over 50 organizations a year. And we felt that the homelessness issue and veterans being a big part of homelessness is an dire situation. And we felt and listened to a lot of businesses and the issues that encompass them throughout the day. How can we help? And what we found is that creating touch points for either homelessness or veterans or both to find ways to get into those places that provide the services to get them back to independent living is something we can help impact. And all the funds that we raise through our three major events per year are direct impact funds, meaning we put them to direct things, directed contributions, so it gets to the places that provide the most impact.
What can we do to help your foundation, Kurt? What can we do to help this event? And if people want to learn more about this event that's coming up, what are you looking for? You know, you always want more. You always want to make it more successful, more impactful, more effective. How can we help? What are you looking for? And maybe it's not just the event. Maybe it's getting involved. How can people help you and your foundation?
People can attend. It's open to the public. Like I said, tickets are on sale at thepalacetheater.org. It's over at the Rex Theater. Their capacity, I think, is roughly over 300, so there's plenty of room if people want to come and participate. And then come, see what we're about, participate. There's a great silent auction. There's great music. We have food provided by Piccola Italia and Big Kahuna's with a great lineup of stuff. And maybe get involved in our next events coming up. We have a country fest that we have in the midsummer, and then a golf tournament that sold out in our first year with 36 corporate sponsors in the fall. So there's three opportunities to support and get involved. And again, we feel everybody in our community, whether it be just personally or through the business community, plays in a role in solving the problem. And in the conversations I've had with David Tilley and his organization, you know, the goal is to make sure there is no veterans that are homeless. And we solve that as a community. I don't think anybody can do it by themselves.
David, what does it mean to you at Harbor Care to have Kurt and his foundation partners like this? I mean, it must be it must be I'd use the example of like a 300, 400 horsepower on the back of a 24-foot outboard boat. It must be a real catalyst and an engine for you.
It absolutely is. It's incredible. It's heartwarming to see this community support, really Granite Staters coming together to help our veterans. And we couldn't thank Kurt and the Pinnacle Foundation more.
And again, this event Thursday, Dave and Kurt, it's open to the public. So what are the who, when, where again for people that are driving around or listening on our network of news talk stations, and the who, what, when, where?
Absolutely. It's the Rex Theater in Manchester, New Hampshire. Starts at 5:30. Be roughly an hour cocktail networking, a 45-minute program, and then about two and a half hours of the Child March Band, one of our local favorites, entertaining the crowd.
And Kurt, what's your message to other business leaders out there? You took this initiative, but I said earlier I don't want to get into political stuff with you, but I wish the president tonight or other presidents would address this, but I don't think the president tonight will talk about veterans issues for at any length in his State of the Union address on veteran suicide, mental health support and services, veteran homelessness. But what's your message to other business leaders? You kind of took the reign, you know, yourself here on maybe doing more, looking at your own company. What's your message on that?
Our message is that there's great service providers in our local community, like David Dilley's organizations that he's involved with, and among the other ones I listed prior, and that if we can help support those, help fundraise and drive funds to those organizations that help those people find a way to independent living, that as a business community, that's really the best way for us to help. The homelessness issue, it affects all of our businesses downtown, and there are ways to mitigate that and help find pathways for those people to find independent living.
David, I appreciate it. If people want to learn more, not just about the event and the Pinnacle Foundation to help, but if they want to get involved with Harbor Care as a company, David, you know, as a business out there, what's the best way?
Absolutely. Just go on our website at harborcarenh.org or contact me directly at 603-496-0987.
Well, Kurt, thank you again very much for what you're doing on behalf of veterans out there. I think it makes a big, big difference. Thank you for the leadership. Good luck with the foundation. And again, I think it's just really cool and impressive that a company or, you know, an effort, a business effort would take that next step and form your own foundation. Thank you very much, Kurt. Thank you, David, for joining us on Good Morning New Hampshire, the Pulse of NH.
Thanks for having us on.